This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past 2 times, we have been studying with you the important study, Why Some Men Do Not Arrive at Truth. Put simply, that means, why is it the case that some people simply do not learn the simple truth that is taught in the Bible? This is a very important study for every one of us, and we need to give careful consideration to it. Already I have studied with you these points. Some men do not arrive at truth simply because they do not seek the truth. They do not want the truth, so they don't look for it. Some never arrive at truth because even though they seek for it in a prejudiced way. And others do not arrive at truth because they believe the Bible is written in a mysterious language that cannot be understood, and so they simply abandon the task of even trying to read and learn the Bible. Now, a fourth reason why men do not arrive at truth. That is, they accept what they read or hear about the Bible and not the Bible itself. I recall a few years ago, as I was studying in graduate school under a man who was a world-known theologian, and it became clear to me that even though he had been a professor in divinity school for some 40 years, that he did not really know very much about the Bible. I asked him one day, "Professor so-and-so, have you ever read the Bible itself?" He said, "No, I have not, but I have read many books about the Bible." I suggested to him that so far as his requirements of professor, of those of us who were students, that he always required that we would go to the original source. In other words, if we were writing a paper on the theology of Paul Tillich or Karl Barth, he would demand not merely we read commentaries on these men, but that we go to their original writings. I said, "Now, why is the case that you were not willing to go to the original itself, that is, to the Bible? Why have you been willing to say that I know what Christianity is only by reading what people who claim to be Christians have written? It is not enough for me to simply listen to somebody. I must have the disposition of mind that is ascribed to the people of Berea in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where the Bible says that these were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so." Now, it doesn't matter how much confidence you may have in a man. It doesn't matter how learned he may be. It doesn't matter how many academic degrees he may have to be able to write after his name. It doesn't matter how many people may acclaim him as a great man of God. This does not constitute proof that what he says is the Word of God. That's the same with me. The fact that I am preaching, reading from the Bible and preaching over the radio does not within and of itself constitute proof that what I am saying is the Word of God. The only way that you can know whether it is or not is to take your own Bible and read for yourself to see if it is. And so, I want to plead with you to recognize that many people simply do not learn the truth because they do not read the Bible for themselves. They're like the professor who read many books about the Bible, or they listen to somebody else talk about it, but they do not really read the Bible themselves. They get John Brown to tell them what Joe Smith believes, and then they take, "Well, this must be the case if Joe Smith believes it, and John Brown told me that he believed it." Or take some famous preacher and say, "Well, he said it, and therefore it's so." That simply does not make it so. This condition is repudiated by the Bible. You must study the Bible for yourself. You must recognize the correct standard as being the Bible itself. You will be judged not by your feelings or not by what you thought the Bible teaches. You will not be judged by some denominational doctrine or by what some famous preacher thought or said, but you will be judged by what the Bible itself teaches. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, Jesus Christ himself said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away." And in John chapter 12, verse 48, he made clear that we will be judged by his word. Paul said, "The gospel is God's power to save, and if you do not have the gospel, if you do not have the truth, you will not be saved." Our time's gone for today. Please be back with us next time as we continue our study. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.